Hello, FHN. Hi, I'm Tom.
And I'm Lewis.
And welcome to another edition of Goonie Gab, where we will be taking you through recent news in FHN sports and provide an insider report. This week, we'll be discussing the recent swim season with senior Rhett Pruitt and Caleb Galvin. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Pretty good.
Did he say that right?
Yeah, I said it right.
Okay. Yeah. I was practicing beforehand. I was articulating. And then I was doing the me. Mm-hmm. All 9 yards. So when did each of you guys just like start swimming in general? When did you learn to swim?
I started like in my elementary school days, and I skipped out all middle school. And then freshman year, I started swimming again. Skip sophomore year because we didn't have enough people for a team, mm-hmm. and then junior and senior year.
So you started swimming competitively in elementary school?
Yeah.
All right, how about you, Rhett?
I actually started last year because Caleb convinced me to.
The good old peer pressure.
The team needed to be bigger.
Yeah, so what got you guys into swimming? Well, how about you, Caleb? Just started?
Yeah, it was just like a neighborhood team, and the rest, like all my cousins did it, so I did it too.
No heartfelt story, just no. It was one day, I just hopped in the pool, they told me not to get out.
I mean, I've always like known kind of how to swim, not like proper technique, so then when Caleb asked me to join the team and I went to tryouts, it wasn't that hard to pick up, and so it kind of came naturally, so yeah. I didn't think it was that bad.
Gotcha.
Just kept with it for another year.
That's good. So what events do you guys do?
I swim 50 and 100 free mostly. I'm like more of a sprint swimmer. I don't like distance.
I always kind of mixed up. I was always usually doing the 200 freestyle, 100 freestyle, and then some 50s in relays, usually freestyle.
So if you guys doing like multiple events, do you guys get pretty tired in a given meet?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely towards the end.
So is your first like race like way better than your other ones usually, or how does that work out?
It depends. Sometimes you can just like conserve some of your energy for like a later race and not do as well on your first few.
Prioritize.
Yeah.
I feel like swim's over like underrated. Because, like, not that many people know how hard and, like, physically demanding
it
is.
It takes a lot of endurance. Yeah. You know, like, I play Ultimate Frisbee, but at any time, you play one game of Ultimate Frisbee. You know, you don't play. I mean, it's multiple races.
Definitely.
So, with the swim team starting only last year, how did that affect you guys' like, leadership role with it being a fairly new team?
I stepped forward this year and I got like voted to be captain, so that was my leadership role.
So what do you do as captain?
Just I had to like collect money and stuff. I was kind of the one coach talked to.
You're
to
the
get
treasurer.
Stuff. Yeah. So
did you lead stretches? Do you guys do that?
No.
Do you guys stretch before you swim?
We don't do stretches.
We
do like warm ups.
Probably should stretch, but we don't stretch.
That's funny. What's the atmosphere like during races? Either of you guys can answer.
It's kind of exciting sometimes. Just depends on the night. If we're like in a close meet, then the atmosphere is definitely exciting. All our teammates are cheering each other on. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And so, like, what is your team like? Are you guys all pretty close?
I'd say, yeah, we're pretty close as a team. Everybody talks a lot. Like, even though the swim season's over, we talk in our group chats still. Yeah, we're all pretty good friends.
What is the, like, age distribution? Are most people older or younger?
It's mostly a younger team, so freshmen and sophomores. There's a couple juniors, but it's a pretty young team, so our coach is really trying to develop and, like, grow it.
So with that, do you go, like, out of your way, like, as a senior to set the example?
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. There's only two of us as seniors, and then there's only going to be two seniors next year because there was two juniors that were on the team this year. So it's going to be the same.
That's crazy. So what do you guys hope to see from this team once you're gone? What do you expect?
I expect for it to be a lot bigger, honestly. We've been a small team the past 2 years, and that's why we have to swim so many events, because the lack of kids. So just improvement in like swimming and size.
I think we'll definitely be more competitive. Like just from last year to this year, we actually won like a couple meets, and a lot more kids like placed in the finals and stuff, which would have been unheard of last year.
So would you guys prefer to swim like only one event and put your all into just that one event, or would you prefer to swim a lot more events?
Me personally, I'd want to swim more than one event, but maybe not four, because that's like the max you can do.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Like two or three would be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd prefer like one to three personally.
So is that what you're going to be looking for once the team's bigger? Or what the current freshmen and sophomores are going to be looking for once the team's bigger?
Yeah, that's definitely ideal.
So that's just about all the time we have. Thank you guys so much for stopping in, and see everybody in two more weeks for another edition of Goonie Gab.
Oh, yeah.